The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
And we welcome all of you back. Second hour, we'll continue remembering Phyllis and let you hear some of the calls that helped make her famous. Our next guest is really unique. He is Chase Paramore, who grew up in the Wiregrass area of Alabama down near Dothan. He's the head coach at Waldorf University. It's an NAIA school. He's also the youngest head coach in college football right now at the age of 26. I learned about him from his dad and from his uncle, who was a great friend of mine. And, of course, so many remember him in the area down there. Coach, first of all, I feel like I know you, although this is the first time I think we have talked. Thank you very much for joining us, and good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. I appreciate you having me on your show. I've been listening for years, and real honor to be on this afternoon with you.
Well, I wanted to ask you, because your uncle was certainly one of the most prominent sports figures in that area. I'm sure a lot of things got you into being interested in sports and ultimately becoming a coach. But what was that like, having being exposed to a lot of the people that are very prominent, I'm sure, at a very early age?
Well, it was a great experience for me. Obviously, Uncle Phil was a radio sports talk host. He was a big deal, obviously where I was from, and he's really the reason why I'm in college football today. He was Coach Larry Blakeney's talk show host in the late 90s, early 2000s, and he actually got me introduced to Coach Blakeney, and I started going to Troy football camps as early as I can remember, and Coach Blakeney helped me get into college football with Faulkner as my first job. So, everything really began with Uncle Phil and his position within sports radio shows.
Yeah, Phil Paramore, we mentioned him a couple weeks ago upon his passing, was such a legendary figure. I've known him, Chase, almost my entire life as a sports writer, then later really the voice of that area. So that's how you got started. And by the way, there's not that much room to cover. You're only 26.
Yes,
so,
sir.
And I want to talk about that in a minute, because I'm really intrigued. But so what happened? You got involved, and what was your path like?
So I graduated from Auburn University. And the last 2 years at Auburn, I worked within the Bobby Lauder Student Athlete Development Center. So it was really more around the academic side of the Auburn football team, and kind of seeing, the in and outs of every day, like how do Auburn's football players remain eligible, and how has Auburn continued to be successful, not only on the field, but from an academic standpoint as well. And after graduating from Auburn, I'd actually planned on, being a Alabama high school football coach, but just so happened to have the opportunity to join Shane Wasdin's staff over at Faulkner University as a graduate assistant. And then from there, I've moved on. And, as a mentor once told me, you always have to be ready to move. And I've moved across the country 3 times, and I'm 26, and it's been a absolute blessing, and I've been very fortunate to be where I am right now at Waldorf. So it's been a heck of a ride, and enjoyed every second of it.
Chase Paramore, Chase, I'm just doing the math. If for some reason you have a full career, I mean, you're going to be about the most vested coach in the history of mankind. I believe I vaguely remember a coach at Tennessee, Bill Battle, may have gotten the job at 29, a head coach. But do you have any familiarity with many people in their 20s being a head coach at any level? Because it's pretty extraordinary.
Well, I do know a good friend of mine, Chris McCullough, who was at East Central University, I think he became the head coach of East Central University about 26 or 27. He's now the head coach of University of Texas Permian Basin. But besides for him, I think I'm definitely one of the younger, that's for sure.
I know I'm asking the right person or maybe the wrong person, but what do you think it was about your ability that you were able to take a path very few have ever taken before?
Well, I think for me in my career, I've always tried to focus on the players and the student athletes that I come in contact with on a daily basis. And I just try to pour into them as much as I possibly can, whether that's, you know, just helping them in their personal life, academically, and then obviously athletically on the field. But ultimately, you know, I believe coaching's a transformational business. And, you know, some coaches may see it, you know, transactionally, but I like to view myself as a transformational coach. So I'm trying to help as many of our student athletes and at Waldorf, where I'm at now, you know, achieve the goals that they want to achieve personally and hopefully help set themselves up, for a very successful career in avenues outside of football. So I think, you know, I've been fortunate, but I've just tried to, go about my everyday life as a football coach, loving our student athletes and just doing the absolutely very best I can by them. And things have turned out well for me. And that's kind of the advice that Coach Larry Blakeney gave me when I first started. You know, if you love the kids every day and you treat people the right way, then good things will happen. And
Coach,
that's certainly been something to live by.
Yeah, I'm sorry. As you were talking, I started to think Stetson Bennett was 25. I mean, I would say, I don't know what the age is, but nowadays kids play a lot longer. Do you think that's an ability to help relate because you're barely older than them?
I think it absolutely has given me kind of an interesting perspective because, you know, so many of our guys, even on our team at Waldorf, because, you know, as NAIA football is a little bit different, some of the rules and things, we do have a few kids that can play, you know, a little bit longer than maybe you see. Sometimes when there's a clock issue at the Division II or Division I level, they may have a semester or two left where they can play NAIA football. So we certainly have some guys on our team right now that are probably just a year or two younger than I am. But I do think that me being young and that perspective can be good because, you know, when we're sitting there talking about what they want to do for a career or, you know, needing to pass one or two more classes to, you know, either become eligible or to finish out their senior year and trying to, you know, get to the finish line and graduate, you know, it's a little bit easier for them to relate to me, I feel like, because, hey, you know, just 3 or 4 years ago, that was me trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life or, you know, what career avenue I wanted to go down. So I think in some ways it's really been a positive because, you know, they can go, well, you know, coach just did this. I can do it. And, you know, coach has a master's degree. Well, you know, I can finish and I can get a master's degree and, you know, I can coach college football or, you know, if I want to become a high school football coach or a businessman, well, you know, we have coaches on our staff that, you know, have done that, so I can do it as well. So just trying to set an example for our guys.
Finally, with Coach Chase Paramore, Coach, at 20, I mean, I know I've made a big deal about 26, but it is certainly something people are talking about with you. What I know coaches like to speak in terms of the next game or the next season, but do you have a idea mapped out in your mind? Most people, I knew I wanted to try to do something by 30 or 40. You're 26. What's next for you after you hopefully have a great season?
Well, I've tried to just be where my feet are at all times. Any place I've been at, you know, I want to give my 100% to that place that I'm at. So I don't necessarily plan for what's next year or what's in 2 years or what's in 3 years. You know, right now I'm in the DFW area recruiting Dallas, and last week I was in the state of California recruiting California junior colleges. So there's not a whole lot of time to really prepare for what's next. You almost just try to live in the day that you're in and try to live in the moment and provide as good of experience as I can for our student athletes at Waldorf, and do right by our administration, who has given me the opportunity to be their head coach. So really just focusing on the on what we can do to be successful going into next season.
Well, Coach, I know how proud the folks in the Wiregrass are, and your dad, someone I've gotten to know well through your Uncle Phil. And they're proud of you. We're all proud of you. And I appreciate you making time for us. And we will be watching very closely this fall.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Paul. It was a real honor. Thank you so much.
It was our pleasure. Chase Paramore, the youngest head football coach in the country. And we at Waldorf. And we appreciate him very much. We'll play you one of the clips that seems to be getting the most conversation on social media today, remembering Phyllis Fulmulga. If you haven't heard it, we'll have it for you next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back. As we remember Phyllis Fulmulga today, who passed away yesterday in Birmingham. So many calls to remember, and we'll try to get to some of the ones that are best known. This one we are going to play now involves Jim Harbaugh, and this is what it sounded like a couple of years ago. Phyllis talking about the Michigan coach. Phyllis,
hey,
is up
Paul,
next.
How you doing?
Listen, I'm great.
Pissed at Harbaugh. I'm really mad at him. He's the audacity that man's got. Look, he has a good coaching job. He makes millions a year. He don't lead the other
coaches
alone.
He makes $9 million. I think he makes $9 million a year.
Well, you know, Nike freaking doll. I don't really care about that. I tell you what I care about is him keeping his nose out of the University of Alabama and keeping his nose away from you. You've done nothing to the man but speak the truth. And everything you say about him has been proven. He's entitled, he thinks. He's uppity. He thinks he's better than everybody else. Harbaugh, you ain't better than nobody. I'm surprised you even got the coaching job. Your ego goes, hundreds of feet up in the air. And God, is anybody going to bring you down? You'd probably pop before you hit the ground. You'd be nothing but a big fat balloon, because that's all you're full of is hot air. And don't you be after Paul, and don't you dare come down on the University of Alabama. I will eat your ass for lunch, and I can make that a promise. Paul, are you there?
I am. I'm listening to every word and nodding my head.
I'm sorry. It's just I got so mad at him a while ago. especially seeing the newspaper.
I mean, Phyllis, let me say this. I mean, he didn't physically assault me. He just took a shot at me in a tweet, okay?
I don't care. It was wrong of him to do that. Very wrong of him to do that. And then assuming that we're cheating and other teams are cheating and this and that. They haven't won a national championship in a while. How do we know they're nothing but a bunch of cheaters?
Well, they took a player out of Georgia this year that there were a lot of raised eyebrows. Let's put it that way.
Well, I would not doubt that at all. And he's probably trying to sweep him under the rug by throwing out things at Saban and other coaches around here. He's out of his freaking mind. Hairball, get on your own field and you leave everybody else's field alone. They got enough to handle except for your butt. I'll be on your butt. Don't you come down here.
Man, would I love to see you and Jim Harbaugh meet?
I would. Oh, no problem. No problem. You just name the place and you name the area. I'd love to speak my mind to him.
You know what I would like even more? You know what I would like even
more? When he's looking so uppity and like he's so much better than other people.
Well, you know, Phyllis, you just nailed it. Michigan people think they are better than everyone else.
Well, I've got news for them. You're not Michigan. You're not one iota better than anybody else in the country, especially Alabama. So keep your mouth shut, and you better tone that coach down you got, because I'm going to tell you something. They're going to find him. They're going to find him and see his true colors, and when they do, Katie bar the freaking door. Row, Tide, row.
Yeah, kind of like they did at Stanford and San Francisco and pretty much everywhere else he's ever been. Thank you, Phyllis. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
A couple years ago, Phyllis from Mulga, as we remember her today. Let's go to Cedric up next in Alabama. Hey, Cedric. Cedric, you there? Try that one again. Okay. Dan is in Louisiana. Dan?
Thanks, Paul. My heart goes out to Phyllis. And, Paul, I think I started calling the show in 2018, so maybe about 5 years. And I don't remember a lot of Phyllis's calls. The last one I remember is when she said about the Jerry Springer thing. Is that the last call
made? It certainly had to be among the last calls.
Well, okay. Anyway, I'm worried about Legend.
Legend has not been around in a couple of days. Does anyone know where Legend is?
It's been longer than that. I think he was spotted in Ohio over Friday, the weekend of an LSU-Bama baseball game, but I don't know. I thought he would call in and defend Alabama, but he's been missing in action.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming Legend has a job. I know he does. But we have only heard from him about one time in the last couple of weeks. So I don't know. Let me.
I haven't heard nothing from him since.
He called about a week ago. I do know that. Cedric is up next, so we'll try him.
Hey. How's it doing? How you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Cedric. Good afternoon.
Hey, man. Hey, it's a great day, man. I actually started listening to your show because of Phyllis, man.
Oh, really?
Can you believe that?
Tell us about it.
Yeah, I was working for the city of Gaston here, so we used to have like just old regular AM station, and we was just piddling around working and So I hear this crazy lady just ranting and raving. I'm like, man, who in the world is this? And I was hooked. I was hooked from that day on, man. I didn't know Phyllis personally, but I love to hear her on your show talking, man, because she raised Cain with the right people, and she got people in their place. She got them straightened out, and I actually remember what she said to get me hooked. She said she was gonna kick somebody's ass down to the 50-yard line at Bryant Denny Stadium, and dude, I about broke a rib. I laughed so hard, but yeah,
you know, the thing about her, Cedric, she feared no one. But she was so genuine, and I deeply appreciate you calling. Thank you. You be well.
Right.
We're taking calls. We're bouncing around. Certainly, we have a number of guests, but we're also remembering Phyllis today at 855-242-7285. Bubba is up next. Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Bubba. Good afternoon to you.
I appreciate you taking my call. I grew up in Birmingham, so I've listened and read a lot of what you've published, and you broke my heart the other day. And I've never called the show before, but you made a comment that's the most divisive thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth. And I hated to have to do it today because of Phyllis, and my heart goes out to her family. But Paul, you disrespected the office of the President of the United States. And I don't see how it served sports fans anywhere, anytime. And I don't think it was had any passionate integrity to it all. And in the grand scheme of things, in this country, ESPN News is just a carnival, and you're a sideshow act. All of those shows are just sideshows. And I really don't know how to express my feelings about it, but if ESPN let something like that go, then their motto means nothing. And as soon as you said it, I was in the truck at the time, riding down the road. I turned the radio off, and I haven't turned your show on since. And I just, gosh, Paul, it broke my heart. I didn't vote for the president that we have currently. I probably wouldn't vote for it again. But in my opinion, just like you always say, if a man is voted into the presidency of the United States, he's accomplished more in his lifetime than most have us. He's done it by accident, and most of us have trying our hardest. And so I was just, whenever you used that phrase, I was just flabbergasted. I was like, how could Paul say something like that? And it's the most divisive saying that anybody could use on something. Sports, in my opinion, is just a mechanism to bring everybody together for a just a little while that may give us an opportunity to sit and talk and become friends with one another. And I do not see how that phrase helps anybody. And it certainly doesn't serve sports fans everywhere, anytime. And so I just wanted to ask you, you know, why did you say it, Paul? I mean, what was it about it that just...
Well, Bubba, I deeply appreciate your heartfelt comments. But, I've been communicating with Jamari in the other room, and neither one of us are really certain what I said that upset you so much. And you may not want to repeat it, but we're not even sure we know.
Well, I'll tell you what. A guy named Brandon called you the other day.
Oh, okay. I hear you loud and clear. I'm not laughing. I'm just thinking. I'm reflecting back on the call. I understand what you're talking about now. I wasn't sure a minute ago, and I can assure you, though, even though I know what I said, and you know what I said, I agree with your overall premise that comments like that are not necessary, and I'm not going to say any more about what I said because I've already said it. So I don't feel that way. I agree with you on the presidency. I respect the position. I was at the White House last summer, as a matter of fact, and I've been there a couple of times. I've been there under the last three presidents. Two Democrats and a Republican. And it's one of the great honors to walk on that hollowed 18 acres. And I'm sorry that you took it the way you did. I hope we can move on from this. But you have my apology. I didn't mean it. I did not mean to denigrate nor desecrate the office of the presidency. Thank you for the call. We'll take a short break and we're coming back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cowherd, the dynasty isn't over. Where you at, Cowherd? Bama's not going anywhere. Bama's not gonna die. You're number one, Bama. Stay number one, Bama. Keep up the good work. The SEC isn't completely down. You're still in it, Bama. I got you, Holmes. I got you. Alabama is going to go all the way, and then I want you to get back on this radio station and apologize to every single Alabama fan in the nation. Cowherd, you shut your damn mouth up about me or any L in my name. If you think you represent men, then God help us all.
Welcome you back. If you're just joining us and wondering why you're hearing clips from Phyllis from Mulga, it's because sadly she passed away yesterday, and we are remembering her today, taking your phone calls and replaying some of the greatest hits. Would not do her justice, but some of the hits that we have enjoyed over the years. Phone calls are welcome at 855-242-7285. Mike Griffith will join us in a few minutes. Don't forget, tomorrow we will share our conversation with Kirby Smart. Let's go to Logan next.
Hey, Paul. Sorry I had to call back, but I had to call in to defend you from that last caller. I don't know what he was talking about the state of the presidency, but he admitted that he was a Trump supporter, and there's nobody that has done more to disgrace the presidency of the United States than Donald J. Trump. So I don't know where he gets off thinking that whatever you say on here is
well. I'm sorry he felt that way, but it doesn't really matter who the president is to me. I feel the same way on this program. It's not we don't operate in a political space here. I think he misconstrued something I said, and I don't want to be that guy that starts apologizing willy-nilly for stuff that I really didn't mean. I get where he was coming from, but I basically wanted him to know that I would not do that. There's been Democrats and Republicans who have made me sick, but I'm still not going to use this forum to pollute the air. And I've had disagreements with friends of mine. I had a pretty well-known guy ask me once, he said, how come you don't follow me on Twitter? I said, because I don't want to be force-fed a bunch of political rhetoric. I can get that on TV day of the week.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question pertaining to Phyllis. You said Doug Jones was he the prosecutor or was he the defense attorney?
I can't remember Doug's role because I'm assuming Doug. I think Doug may have helped to represent her. I just don't remember. Doug's a well-known defense attorney, but he was a U.S. attorney.
Yeah, he was, and he prosecuted those cats that or those evil people that blew up that church.
He sure did.
I was going to say it would be nice to have him on either side of the table.
Doug's a great lawyer on both sides. You're right.
All right, Paul. Well, all I want to say one thing else is Jim. He called the other day and he was praying on the air. Jim, just keep that to yourself, man. This, like you said, we don't really want to talk politics or religion on this show. Let's keep it on sports, and you know it's okay to talk about music, Paul, but some of these serious subjects just kind of rolled me the wrong way when Jim was on the other day. So that's all I wanted to say, and just wanted to call in. And sorry about calling back, but okay. Hope you have
Thanks,
a great
Logan.
Day, brother.
Well, blame me. I granted him that, and it's not the first time we've had prayer on this show. We had a guest once who asked if we could participate, and I don't think you can pray enough. Thanks for the call. We'll play the Colin Cowherd cut in a few minutes. If you have never heard it. I play it more than a couple of times because it is so good. But we're remembering Phyllis. I mentioned earlier that Chris told me today. Chris, Phyllis's daughter, said the service would be Monday. We'll give you more details about that coming up. Logan just said something about Jim, and we'll allow Jim to respond.
Do you agree with that guy that what he said about
I just got through saying that I embrace what you said the other day.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. You know, Paul, I'm a fiery guy when it comes to people like that. I God's in my life, and everybody needs prayer, and I'm gonna pray for who I want to. But that fool, that's a godless fool. That fool Logan said he did not believe in God. That's all you need to know about that heathen. He's a complete blatant evil heathen. And I don't care what you say, Logan. You ain't shutting up Christianity on this earth, you punk. I'm not curious about people like him. He's a heathen. And telling people he don't want to hear politics. It ain't your show, Logan. I'm an icon on this show, like it or not. And Feinbaum wants me to say whatever on my mind, just like Phyllis did. That's bottom line. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll continue. Nice tribute show is rolling on here on a Thursday afternoon. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And we are back here on Thursday afternoon, taking your phone calls at 855-242-7285. This is the call we've been talking about, Phyllis from Mulgrove, who passed away yesterday. This was in, I guess it was January 1st, 2015, the day after Alabama lost on New Year's Eve to Ohio State. This is what it sounded like.
Call of the day.
Hey, Cal Turd, you are just... I don't even have a name for you anymore, except Cal Turd. How dare you say that about Alabama? They lose a game. They lose a game, and they lost it to a good team. The team beat Alabama. But how can you say, after the dynasty took all these years, all these decades, one game is going to mean that Saban's dynasty is over? You're out of your freaking mind, Cal Turd. You need to go back to whatever the hell you was doing before you got on the radio. And how dare you call me out? You call me out, you're going to get me back. You hear me, you punk? How dare you? I don't understand the way you act towards... It's Bama. That's what it is. It's Bama. You don't hate any team in this nation except for Bama. And you know why? Because they're better than what you've got. Nick Saban is a better man than you are. You could never coach because you don't have a bit of coaching in your body. You have nothing but to sit there and insult and down and just carry on about everybody that's doing something different than you. You're jealous. That's the bottom line. You're jealous. And Bama's coming back. Bama has not lost. The dynasty is not over. Do you hear me, Cal Turd? Bama's dynasty has just begun. Kiss my butt. Roll Tide.
She was right. Alabama's won a few since then. Let's check out RC in Alabama. Hello, RC.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Well, you know, I grew up outside of Birmingham, Alabama, and I grew up reading your columns. You know, I've listened to your show for years. I respect you. I love what you do. Your sense of humor.
Thank you.
Maybe lost on some people, especially like the caller a few minutes ago that said, you know, what he said about the presidency. One thing I want to say right off the bat, Phyllis, like, you know, somebody that I've heard for years and years and years, my heart goes out to her family. I know how that is, losing somebody close to you, and that's got to be absolutely terrible for them to be dealing with. But but just a couple of things really quickly. Saying that this show doesn't talk about politics or talk about religion, it does. This show talks about everything, and that's what I really love about it. It's a sports show that allows a voice for so many different people from different walks and, you know, different ideas. And, you know, and also for Jim to say that he is, you know, such a man of God and quote Bible verses and talk about the Bible a lot, especially since he's, you know, had a come to Jesus moment quite a few times on the show, for him to talk about somebody being a heathen, I'm pretty sure that, one of the first things that we're supposed to know as people of faith is that we're not really supposed to pass judgment. We're supposed to take what others say basically with a grain of salt and understand that they have their point of view and maybe try to accept them. I don't know. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I you're right about a couple of things. When I said we don't talk about things like that, I should have said we don't overwhelm you with our opinions on things like that. People and callers are entitled to any opinion they want, as long as it's within reason of the standards of this network. But I will not personally like come on here and say I think we should do this or that. But yeah, I don't. But if somebody wants to say something about a politician, that's not going to bother me very much.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, it's protected. You know, I majored in history. I spent a lot of time studying politics, and I'm an ordained minister. There's a lot of things that I have going on, and so, you know, that's why I really love your show too. I really do, just because of the fact that it is an open forum. And, you know, I'm one of those random people in Alabama that you'll find that is actually a Democrat. and I don't mind saying it. And, you know, I'm very proud of it. Also saying, you know, that sports is supposed to bring us together. It's something for us to get together and talk about. That's true. And I think you do a great job of that. And just after those last few callers, I wanted to give you a decent perspective, or at least my perspective.
By the way, not only did you check a box on being a rare Democrat, a Democratic minister in Alabama, that might even be rarer.
Well, I'm not a practicing minister, but I am ordained.
Well,
so and yes, I think I'm a rare breed. So I just wanted to give you a call because, you know, sometimes it gets so ludicrous listening to your show and listening to people completely lose their minds for no reason, and sometimes. It's great to listen to them lose their minds for no reason.
Well, thank you. By the way, the guy who was so upset about me disgracing the presidency really misunderstood what I said. But I didn't want to argue because that was his moment. And if I broke his heart over that, I feel terrible. I guess I'm supposed to. Hey, thank you very much. This was a great call. You call back again sometime. We're up against a break. Mike Griffith will join us. In a few minutes, we will spend more time remembering the legendary Phyllis from Malga as we pay tribute to her and her life. She passed away yesterday, and we're back after this.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.